Now to the history that was made in Nigeria today. President Goodluck Jonathan has officially conceded his defeat in the election that was held over the weekend, which means there will be a peaceful democratic transfer of power in Nigeria. That is the historic part, as my BBC colleague Will Ross told me from Lagos.
This is a first for Nigeria and a hugely significant moment. Never before has a sitting president been voted out. And the fact that we hear President Goodluck Jonathan phoned the opposition's Muhammadu Buhari to congratulate him is a massive moment for Nigeria. And everybody hopes that it will calm down the tension. This country has been extremely tense over the last few months, with both parties really fighting very hard with extraordinary amounts of money spent to win. It was a fairly close contest, although it was very clear over the last 12 hours or so that President Goodluck Jonathan was going to struggle to narrow the gap after the former military ruler, General Buhari, opened up quite a considerable lead. But it does seem to be a sign of deepening democracy when you look back at all the coups that have taken place over the years, as well as so many rigged elections. This is a sign that you can vote out an unpopular government.
Yeah, what did, if there is a final vote tally at this point, did it break down along north-south lines in Nigeria?
Yes, we had a very polarized society in some ways. Muhammadu Buhari, a Muslim candidate from the north, and Goodluck Jonathan, a Christian from the south. In places like Lagos, which is a huge city of close to 20 million with a big mix of people from all over, there all the results are mixed up. But it still seems there are many people here who do make their minds up based on religion and on region. But maybe that will start to end. It'll all depend on how the next government tries to govern for the entire country. And I think now the politicians know that they can be held accountable. You know, that's why this is so significant. For all these years, there's been so much looting going on over the last few decades. There's been so little done for the people. And now, as long as the Electoral Commission stays independent the way it was during this poll, that sword hanging over the politicians' necks, if you like, that if you don't perform well and not doing things in the interest of the people, or you can have a nasty shock and get booted out.
Buhari favored perhaps by the North because he is a son of the North, but I'm also wondering, did he offer to the whole country some kind of solution to the violence that Boko Haram has been reaping for so long now?
Yes, he is a former military man, and he says he's got what it takes to boost the morale of the troops and try to ensure that there are no more situations like we've had over the last 9 months with, you know, large chunks of territory of Nigeria being overrun by jihadists. It will be a difficult task when this next government takes over. Not till the end of May. There's a strange period now where the President Jonathan stays in office until May the 29th.
That fact alone, Will, that this election ended in a civil manner, how are Nigerians reacting to that, even the Goodluck Jonathan supporters?
I think, you know, we're not out of the woods yet in terms of the tension dissipating. There were calls from some of the president's allies, you could say, but people who have benefited from his presidency, people like former militants in the Niger Delta down in the oil-rich area, they said they wouldn't accept anything but a victory for the president. And maybe some of the people who are very disappointed may want to vent their anger, but let's hope not.
Yeah, for sure. The BBC's Will Ross in Lagos, thank you very much for the update.
You're welcome.